Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. The Bible says, verse number 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, the labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were in samples of all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I want to preach tonight a little bit, for a few minutes, if God will be my help, on God's personality. On God's personality. As we look at this in the Word that we've read in your hearing tonight, and we've used this chapter several times, I guess, in different directions, and looked at it in different ways. But as I was looking, studying, reading on this, God began to speak to my heart, and I got to recognize, realizing the personality of God. As God begins to speak through Paul, Paul's telling them, telling the Thessalonians that he's so glad that they're a part of the church of the living God. That it's the church of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 1 he says that grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. You know how come the church of Thessalonica was so successful? Because Paul prayed for them without ceasing. If we want to see the hand of God move, we just need to start talking to God, asking God to give us that'll help our hearts and help our families' hearts and help our community's hearts and help our church's hearts and believe that God hears and answers prayers and we'll begin to see God move. I like He used to move. I want to say God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. That's God's words, not mine. Praise God. And He still looks and desires to bless us in many ways. He said His grace, praise God, is still with us. Paul says he remembers without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. It seems like it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. To Paul, it was. But I want to say today, church, as we're talking about getting back to the basics and simplicity over the weekend, we got to get back to the Lord Jesus Christ and Him high and lifted up. We can talk about this and that and religion and everything else, and a whole lot of people's okay with that as long as you don't mention the Lord Jesus Christ. I seen a thing this week where a fellow was up in one of the northern states, and he went into a mall, and he had on a shirt. He never done nothing. Just walked around in the mall, found him a place where he could stand, had on a bright yellow shirt, and it said Jesus Saves on it. It tore them all to pieces. They was people whining in the morning and complaining because of that fella standing there, and the security come to him and said, fella, you either got to take that shirt off or you got to leave. He said, why? He said, what am I doing? He said, people find that offensive that you're standing here with that Jesus Saves on their shirt. People don't like that. He said, what am I doing? He said, hey, listen, we got the freedom of speech, and I ain't even doing that. He said, I'm just wearing a shirt. Amen. It wasn't praise God, a shirt. Praise God, it's what said on that shirt that Jesus saves. Of course, on the back it said the only way. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Up there in one of them states where it eat up with Muslims in a big way. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven and His Word is still real. And Jesus Christ still saves today. Jesus Christ is still the only way to get to heaven. Jesus Christ, praise God, yesterday and forever is the only way to get to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There's so many people want to try to get there some other way. But I'm glad today, glory, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is the way. Amen. Praise His name. He said that hope that we have, the faith, the love, the patience. He said it's all because of Jesus Christ. He said in the sight of God and our Father. Amen. He said knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad God chose me.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Before I ever knew Him, before I ever knew I need to know Him, before I ever chose Him, He chose me. Ain't you glad it's that way? Hey, praise God. Listen, brother, before I was ever born, before we was ever born, God chose us.
Amen.
I'm glad it's that way. Ain't you? Praise God, I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ chose me. He chose to come to me. He chose to die for me. And I'm glad it's that way.
Amen.
Before I was ever born, Brother Bill, He chose us. Amen. Praise God. I like what D.L. Moody said one time about the election. He said, praise God, I'm glad that God loved me before I was born, that God chose me before I was born, because if I'd have been born, He said He might not have chose me.
Amen.
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 He said, if I'd have been born and lived a little while, He might not have chose me.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you what, youngins, if we'd have lived and been born and lived a little while, He might not have chose us. If He hadn't have chose us, praise God, before we chose Him. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. Thank God for election. And God chose me to preach one of His little children. You say, preacher, what about some people? He just don't choose. He chose everybody. I'll tell you not, I believe there's a place in you for every person that's ever been born in America or in Africa or in Europe or in Germany or wherever they come from. There's a place in the Lamb's Book of Life for their name.
Amen.
I believe God chose us from before, they say He chose us before the foundation of the world, before humanity ever was. God chose you. Amen. It's just whether or not we choose and receive Him.
Amen.
Amen. That's what makes the difference. I'm glad, praise God, brother. I'm glad I'm one of His elect. I'm glad He called me, praise God, Brother Robert, on a Wednesday night just like this, 1976. Called me out of an old pew. Praise God, called me unto Himself. I thought I was going to die and go to hell. But He said, you don't have to. He said, just choose me. Glory, hallelujah, I'm glad. Glory, hallelujah, I'm glad I rose up that night and I made the biggest decision I'd ever made in my life or I'll ever make in my life. I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Praise God. I was marvelously born again, birthed into the family of God. Praise His holy name. Have you ever thought what you might be like without Him?
No,
Josh, I ain't much good with Him.
Name,
amen. I said, I'm not much good with Him. But praise God, I can't imagine what I'd be like without Him. But praise God, I'm glad He come to where I was, saved me by His marvelous grace.
Amen.
Amen. And I knew Him. I like that song we sung a while ago.
Amen.
And I knew Him. Praise God, He loved me. Amen. Before I ever chose Him, He chose me.
Amen.
Before you ever chose Him, He chose you.
Amen.
He said, if you'll come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He said, I'll love on you. I'll call you unto myself.
Amen.
Praise God, elect of God. Chosen. Praise His holy name. He said, our gospel came not unto you but in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. And in much assurance. Ain't you glad for blessed assurance?
Amen.
Well, I feel sorry for people who don't have blessed assurance. You know, folks that believe I can be saved today and lost tomorrow. I'd be afraid I'd be going down the road and do something and have a bad thought that I shouldn't think and end up in hell.
Yeah.
Amen. run out of the road or crash and end up doomed in hell. But I'm glad, praise God, that God saved me by His marvelous grace, give me a message of assurance in my heart. I praise God that, I'm in my Father's hand. I'm in His Father's hand. I'm covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. My name's written in the Lamb's book of life and glory. Hallelujah. He don't have an eraser. Amen. See, I'm not keeping me tonight. He is. He's the one that gives me help. He's the one that gives me direction. He's the one that gives me a focus. He's the one that empowers me. Without Him, I'm nothing. I'm powerless. Amen. I was thinking about that the other day. People call all the time. I've had 3 phone calls today. Preacher, please pray. Amen. I thought, glory, hallelujah, Lord. I would feel so inept if it was just me. But Lord, they're not calling me, they're calling You. See, Lord, I'm just Your representative. And these people are calling me because they're trusting in You. And Lord, they need some help. Amen, glory, hallelujah. And we've seen God move in miraculous ways, even to the healing of bodies. The saving of soul, the changing of attitudes, giving of guidance, leadership from the thrones of grace. Bless His holy name. Why? Why? Because we've got blessed assurance in Jesus Christ. He said, because of the manner of men we were among you. Amen? He said, the way that we were, the way we acted and reacted, the way that we served the Lord, the way that we brought the gospel message, the truth. I'm glad, I'm glad for truth, ain't you? Amen. I don't like somebody to deceive me. I mean, if I'm not doing right, I want somebody to just take the word of God and show me. I said, you missed it just a little bit here, feller. Amen. I said, glory, hallelujah. I get back on path, on track. God get the glory. Amen. Praise God. But we see how God lays it out. And He said, we become followers. He said, Paul said, you become followers of us. He said, and of the Lord. Having received the word with much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, glad He makes the difference. Ain't you? Glad He makes the difference. So that you were in samples to all that believed in Macedonia and Achaia. See, word got out that Jesus Christ was Lord. Amen? He said, from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad. So that we need not to speak anything. Paul said, we're going to these different places. He said, before we ever get there, Brother Robert, the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ is preceding us. Amen. Glory. He said, we get there and we just mention the name of Jesus and people go, whoa, whoa. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. They done heard about a redeeming Savior. Done heard about the one who loved them so much and He died for their sins. Amen. Glory. He said, the word's preceding us. Boy, I tell you what, it ought to go ahead of us. Amen. As children of God, we ought to be telling everybody we see it. Jesus loves them. Praise God, and we do too. And Jesus died for their sins according to the Scripture, and He rose up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. Something to shout and praise God for. Amen. Made us a place in heaven, wrote our names in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
Praise God. Saved us by His marvelous grace. Give us assurance, praise God, by His mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for they themselves show of us what manner of enter in we had unto you. Amen. Praise God. Now, this is what He said takes place. Now, this right here, we're getting to where we want to be. We want to just look at that. We're talking about God's personality, what God does. He said, how that ye turn to God from idols. Amen. He said, you were serving, you know what? He said, you was serving the world, you was chasing everything that it had. He said, you was going in every direction. You know what you do? You was trying to find something here, find something there, a little bit of peace, a little bit of happiness, a little touch of joy. You was looking all over the place for it, couldn't hardly find it, but all of a sudden, praise God, you forsook the idols of this world and the treasures of this world, and you found Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you became rich. Amen. Amen. Praise God. became rich. You became an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ the Savior. He said, you turned to God from idols. Amen. And he said, to serve the living and true God. God became God. Amen. Well, I tell you, I wonder what happened in this country, this world, praise God, if God truly became God again. Amen. We've got enough technology to share the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Amen. If we could get enough gospel out with enough of the Spirit out, see what's wrong? We got the gospel. We try to send it out without the Holy Ghost of God. We need to be praying and seeking God's face that God, the Spirit, would take that out into the world and compel them to come in. Praise God. So God Almighty began to get glory and praise again. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see, he said, they turned to God from idols, and they say, and to serve the living and the true God. So we see something took place, and we begin to realize what caused that transition. Amen. If we could ever realize what causes a transition from ungodliness to godliness. Now, I've told you before, that's a godlikeness. Amen. When we seek Him, praise God, and seek to be like Him. So we see this thing and we see what it does whenever we see the personalities of God begin to present themselves. Let me just give you just a few of the personalities of God. Amen. And we see how this thing, why people would turn to God from idols and to serve the living and true God. Now, we need to know God is alive. Amen. It ain't like your AA where they say whatever you want you to be can be your God, and you can your God can be a fire hydrant until a Corvette runs over it, and then your God's dead. Amen. But I'm glad our God is God, and He'll always be God. But God, praise God, in His personality is a God because God loves. Amen. God loves. You know He loves. You know who He loves. He loves you. The Bible said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen? He's talking about everybody and everything in it. God is love. God loves you. God loves me. God loves every human being on this planet. You say, well, preacher, there's some people that... No, God loves everyone. Amen, praise God. That what part of God's personality, praise God, is that He loves. And He can't help it. That's just who He is. God loves. He loves you. He loves me. He loves that old wino down on the corner. He loves that harlot. He loves that drug dealer. He loves that drug addict. He loves those. He loves that those people. Praise God! It's caught up in all the uncontent in this world. Praise the Lord! He loves every one of them. Amen. Amen. He loves them. Praise God! That's part of His character. That's who He is. That's what He does. Praise God. Amen. Not only does He love, but God loves with a great and a mighty love, but God also hates. Do you know God, the hating God? Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6:16. Look what it says in Proverbs chapter 6. Let me just read that to you. I won't look at 6:16. He said, these things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. He said, my son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. He said, bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. Why? Because God hates sin. He said, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's God has covered a morning, night, and noon. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. Have you ever thought about who keeps you during your night? I've told you before, praise God, we ain't got enough sense to breathe by ourselves. But God does. Amen. Praise the Lord. He keeps us. He said, it shall keep thee, and when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. Don't you like it when God speaks to you? Amen. He just speaks to you and he encourages you. Gives you a little encouragement along the way. He said, verse 22, he said, for the commandment is a lamp and a law, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Amen. So God speaks to us and he guides us, praise God. He's there for us. And he said, there's six things that God hates. And he said, there's things that's contrary to God and godliness, praise God. And so God said, I hate them. Amen. So not only does God love, and he loves every one of us, but he hates all the wicked deeds that people do. And he gives us directions so we don't do them no more. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's this got to do with this in Thessalonians and the person, God's personality? Amen. I'm telling you what it is. Why? How can we believe and trust in somebody who we don't know nothing about? Amen. But when we begin to realize who he is and realize what he's done, we begin to see the mighty hand of God. We see that God loves, we see that hate, but we also see that God cares. God cares. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, he says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. So casting all your... Now that casting is continual. Amen. It's not just throwing it out there and hoping God catches it. But he says, casting all your care. He said, you're constantly continuing, taking your cares and you're casting them on the Lord. All your anxieties, casting all your care, continually casting your anxieties on the Lord. One of the greatest cure in the world for anxiety is just talking to Jesus. Amen. Asking him, because he cares all about us. He does care. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now that word careth means to have deep concern. Now the old devil would like to tell you, well, God don't care. Hey, listen, God don't care nothing about you. I've even had places and times in my life that people, Christians, have told me, you know what, preacher, I just don't think God cares about you. You know, you go through a hard place, you go through a tough time, and some people, these negative Nancys, they come along and they say, well, preacher, God just don't care about you, or he'd take care of that. Amen. God cares about you, praise God. He said, for, the Bible says, for he careth for you. He has a deep concern for you all the time. When you're way up here and when you're way down here, God still cares for you. He still loves you and he's constantly wanting to help you. He's wanting to reinform that love to you. He's wanting to show you the things that he hates so he can show you, praise God, the things that he loves and he wants to do for you. Amen. Amen. The care that he has. He said, so we need to continually be casting those cares upon him, showing him what the anxieties and the things that's about burdening us down. See, if we ain't careful, anxiety is something that can mess you up. Amen. I've known several people that have anxiety attacks. You ever have anxiety attack? Amen? Praise God. We got, and in order to deal with that, praise God, the best thing in the world is just shut your eyes and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And do it just as if he's right there with you, because he is. And he'll take your anxiety. He'll help you, praise God. He'll calm you down. He'll put you in a place of peace. He'll give you assurance that, praise God, that he's right there and there's nothing on earth can harm you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He'll give you a peace that passes understanding, even in time of turmoil. Amen. I've been there and done that. A time or two, I thought I was going out of here. And I just cast a care on and said, Lord, this is yours. I'm yours. And Lord, this is how it is. But Lord, I believe everything's going to be okay. And guess what? It was. The Lord, praise God, because he cares for you. With a deep concern. Amen. God is concerned about you. God's concerned about you. He's concerned about your family. He's concerned about your relationships. Amen. He's concerned about where you work. He's concerned about your attitude. He's concerned about the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you act.
the way you react. God's concerned about all that. If we were as concerned about Brother Robert as he is, the world would be a whole lot better place.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, I just don't know what to do with it. Cast your cares upon him. Casting all your care. All. How much is all? It's all. Everything. Amen. It's all there is. Casting it, continually cast it upon him. Trust in the Lord to just help you with it. The burdens that we carry are too heavy. Amen. Our shoulders, your shoulders ain't wide enough to carry the load. But his is. Praise the Lord. So God not only loves you, but God, and God hates, but God also cares. But did you know God also, you say, well, preacher, if God just knew how sometimes I just feel so grievous in my heart. Did you know God grieves? Amen. God grieves. Look what he says. Look, it says Genesis. I mean, all the way back in the beginning. In Genesis chapter number 6. The Bible says in verse number 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Amen. Practicing sin is what he's talking about. He said, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I said one time, I wonder how he feels about the America today. He said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But I like this next verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The Lord was grieved. The Lord was grieved. He was grieved in his heart. He said it grieved him at his heart. But he said he looked around trying to find something that just give him a little bit of pleasure, something that take the grief away. And he found grace in the eyes of, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. God was grieved with sin and the iniquity that was overrunning the earth. Praise God. God grieves. Praise God. He grieves over this stuff just like me and you do. Praise God. He grieves over it. He don't like it. He can't stand it. But he, praise God, he grieves over it. But praise God, I'm glad that his grace and his mercy is sufficient to overcome the griefs of this world. Amen. Praise his holy name. So we see God in his personality. Praise God. But one, I'm telling you, but as it plays out, one of these days, God's going to get upset with all this. And then, and it's in his anger, in his wrath, praise God, he'll have to deal with it. See, God gets angry too. Amen. God hates sin. Amen. We ought to hate sin.
Amen.
We got too comfortable with sin. I had two fellas, and they're supposed to be Christians, tried to tell me yesterday that it's okay to drink a little bit. Amen.
A little bit of water.
I talk about alcohol. Everybody got to have a little water. And I said, no, this ain't no word about the Bible. The Bible says it's okay to drink. I said, strong drink's a mocker. I said, woe to a man put strong drink to his neighbor's lips. I said, it's Bible. God said we aren't to partake.
Amen.
They said, well, preacher, it's okay just to have a little social drink. I said, it makes you a little social drunk. Amen. God ain't pleased with it. God can't. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God in that. If you've got anything that alters your mind where you can't think straight about God, you ought to leave it alone.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Not I'll go home and see if you've got a still in your basement. Amen. Praise God. God gets angry at that stuff. He don't like it. And he don't want anything to hinder us from worshiping. My Bible says that my God is a jealous God. Amen. Anything that we take, partake of that'll alter our minds. People tell me all the time, well, marijuana, preacher, it's just an herb. Yeah, and briars is just briars too, but they still scratch you. Amen. Part of the curse in this world. Amen. Praise God. And God, praise God, it's part of what God don't like. Praise God. But we see here Paul's talking to the Thessalonians. He's speaking to them, praise God. And he said, it's so good, verse number 10, that you turn to God from idols.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, but he ties that in with verse number 3. He said, which is the labor, or which is the work of faith. Amen. He said, turning from our idols, turning back to God, to the true God, to the living. He said, that's a work of faith. It takes faith to do that. Amen. To recognize the personalities of God and that God is true and God is real and God's alive. Praise the Lord. He's wanting to help us if we'll just turn from our idols, those things that so easily beset us, and turn to God in faith. A work of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we see the Lord, we serve the Lord. Amen. He says in verse number 10 that you turn from idols to serve the living God. Verse number 6 said, which is the labor of love. Serving God's a labor of love. It ought to be a burden. It ought to be a hardship to serve God because we love Him, because He first loved us. Amen. So we serve Him. We do what we can to lift up His name. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Glory, hallelujah. Wouldn't it be nice if every one of us, every one of our family members, every one of our children, praise God, got on fire for God, started wanting to do something for the Lord? That's serving God. Amen. Lifting up His name, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, when you begin to serve the living God, it becomes a labor of love. And verse number 10, he said, you wait for His Son from heaven. Amen. That's what He said to him. He had to wait for His Son from heaven. You and me, we're waiting. Now, we're not waiting, praise God, just nonchalant. So praise God, we're waiting, praise the Lord, for Jesus to come. Verse number 3 said, which is the patience of hope. That's our hope, praise God. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, to Him coming again. He's coming to get us, to take us home, to be with Him where He is.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we wait for His Son from heaven, which is the patience of hope. The hope that we have. Now wait isn't just waiting around hoping something will happen. Wait is waiting as a servant of the Lord. It's like when a woman is pregnant and she's going to have a baby. Of course she's going to have a baby. She's pregnant. Anyway, a woman is expecting. She don't wait till the day that they send her home from the hospital with that newborn and say, well, now I've got to run home and I've got to try to get a room together and get a crib together. I've got to get a car seat for the car. No, praise God, she's already made arrangements. Amen. When it says that we're waiting for the Son to return, praise God, He said we're waiting, we're making arrangements, we're getting things ready for Him to come. What kind of mama would it be if she went to the hospital, had that baby, and didn't even have a car seat to take him home in? Amen. Now you got to have a special rig in order for the hospital to let you go. Used to, you just took them out there, throwed them back in the station wagon, took them to the house. Amen. Perfectly fine. Throw them blanket down, lay them in there, and off you go. Amen. But you got to make preparations. So that's what we're doing now, praise God. We're making preparation in anticipation, praise God. We're getting our families and our children, loved ones, we're getting them in while we're waiting on the Savior to come. Because He's coming. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And we got to be preparing. Amen. Seeing our families saved. Praise God. Waiting for the Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. God's wrath's coming. He's going to get fed up one day. He's just going to let His anger, His wrath go on a wicked world who's disallowed His Son, who's not received His Son, praise God, who's rejected Christ Jesus as their Savior, and a sinful world, praise God, that won't repent. And God's going to say, I've had enough. Amen. And He's God. Praise God. He's able to do that. But when we recognize the personalities of God, that God does love us, but God does hate sin, God cares for us. Amen. Praise God. He's grieved at all the things that we have to endure in this world because of sin. Do you realize we had a perfect place, Brother Dean, to live till sin come in?
Amen.
We were living in paradise. Amen. Run around, didn't have to worry about what we was going to wear. Didn't worry about, have to worry about combing our hair. Everything stayed perfect. Well, look at the money you could have saved. Amen. Before somebody messed that up. Amen. But we recognize the personality of God. We recognize, when we recognize the personality of God, we recognize what God did for us through Jesus Christ our Savior. He sent His only begotten Son, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. The personality of God makes a difference. And we realize His personality, that the biggest part of Him is just that He loves us, me and you. The second thing is that He hates sin. Amen. So we study His Word to find out what sin is and what He hates. And then we do our best not to grieve God. And we move away from those things and we migrate further to the things that the Lord loves. Amen. It didn't take me long as a little kid to figure out what Mama wasn't pleased with. Amen. What she wasn't pleased with, what she told me to stay away from. And if you didn't, she'd strap your legs. Now, I know nowadays they say that's child abuse.
I don't think so.
But I think you ought to go back to of giving a good keen hickory. Amen. It'd get you attention. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You pay attention when they say, well, no means no. Amen. You don't say no one. No, two. That's just giving them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 times, 10 opportunities to sin. No means no. They said a fellow had three kids and he was in New York City. First time he'd ever been in New York City in her life. A fellow had three kids with him. A little boy was 7 years old. And said that they was going down the streets of New York City. All of a sudden the little boy took off running. He was running right out towards the corner of the street. And said as he was running, there's a Greyhound bus or a city bus come down through there. And said, right as the little boy got to the edge of the street, the father hollered at him, said, son, stop! And said, that boy throwed on the brakes, son, like he had air brakes. And that bus went right by in front of him. Said, one more step, and that little boy would have been a hood ornament on that bus. But they asked him, said, how come that little boy stopped? He said, I trained my children up that when I say stop, they stop. They don't take another step. They don't question it. They don't say, well, why, Daddy? When I say stop, they stop. And it saved his son's life. Is that being mean? Is that being cruel? No, that's taking care of business. That's showing love. Because it saved his life. I want to say this. The personality of our God, He loves us. And if He says stop, we ought to stop. Don't question it. Don't take another step. Don't go. Keep going that direction. Just stop. And look for direction He wants you to go. Because in God, His personality, He loves us. And He's there to help us. See, God ain't there to beat us down all the time. He's not this, you know, this aged old guy up there with a white beard and a white hair that's just looking for a reason to thump you in the head. Amen. He's looking for an opportunity to love you and pull you to Himself.
Amen.
To love you and get you close to Him. He wants us to be right there with Him. Jesus said, I want them with me where I am. Just like them little children, Brother Bill, that He got and pulled up into His lap, loved them up into His bosom. He said, such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What is it? It's the personality of God that makes the difference. Praise His holy name.